Flashpoints Investigative News Radio with host Dennis Bernstein. At 11 o'clock on Between the Covers, David Naiman speaks with Eileen Miles about her new book, Afterglow, a dog memoir. Ghostwritten in part by Pitbull Rosie, it explores geometry, gender, morality, evil, aging, and plaids. And at 11:30 on The Film Show, filmmakers and organizers from the 44th Northwest Filmmakers Festival join us in the KBOO studio. KBOO keeps you informed, and you can get involved. Go to kboo.fm and click on Donate to become a member.
And now it's time for News from the Boo, the weekly segment from people inside of and around KBOO with news from your community radio station.
Hello and welcome to News from the Boo. This is your weekly update about what's going on in and around KBOO. I'm your host this evening, Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm joined by Jenka Soderberg, KBOO's web and social media coordinator. Welcome, Jenka.
Thanks, Del. It's good to be here this evening.
And today we are talking to you all folks because we have a request for proposal for folks to actually submit, and we are looking for an on-site IT contractor. And so Jenka is here to help us understand who we are looking for and what the duties would be for this person. So first, Jenka, I would love if you could help all of our listeners understand a little bit of how things function at KBOO. And so you're part of the tech team. Could you share a little bit about who is part of the tech team? Because this person would be a part of it. That's my one question.
Yeah, we have operating teams made up of staff that help kind of coordinate different departments. And the tech web operating team is made up of myself and the chief engineer and the engineering contractor, as well as the web or the IT contractor and some volunteers. And our task here is to make sure that all of the equipment is working, make sure the transmitters are working, make sure our servers are working and our website's up to date. So that's this operating team. And we have several wonderful volunteers in this department as well that are helping with a number of issues. And I'm actually pretty proud of the work that we've done in this team. And maybe we can talk about that and where we're at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of like overseeing the web part of it. Then we have Tommy, our chief engineer, that oversees the broadcast part of the engineering. And then there would be this IT person also who would oversee more of our IT need related to a lot of our evening, Delphine Crescenzo, and I'm joined by Jenka Soderberg, KBOO's web and social media coordinator. Welcome, Jenka.
Thanks, Del. It's good to be here this evening.
And today we are talking to you all folks because we have a request for proposal for folks to actually submit, and we are looking for an on-site IT contractor. And so Jenka is here to help us understand who we are looking for and what the duties would be for this person. So first, Jenka, I would love if you could help all of our listeners understand a little bit of how things function at KBOO. And so you're part of the tech team. Could you share a little bit about who is part of the tech team? Because this person will be a part of it. That's my one question.
Yeah, we have operating teams made up of staff that help kind of coordinate different departments. And the tech web operating team is made up of myself and the chief engineer and the engineering contractor, as well as the web or the IT contractor and some volunteers. And our task here is to make sure that all of the equipment is working, make sure the transmitters are working, make sure our servers are working and our website's up to date. So that's this operating team. And We have several wonderful volunteers in this department as well that are helping with a number of issues. And I'm actually pretty proud of the work that we've done in this team. And maybe we can talk about that and where we're at right now.
Yeah, absolutely. So you kind of like overseeing the web part of it. Then we have Tommy, our chief engineer, that oversees the broadcast part of the engineering. And then there would be this IT person also who would oversee more of our IT need related to a lot of our internet, you know, needs, but also our servers, maintenance, etc. And we're going to delve more into what that is. And so, yeah, you just mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of things that this department has grown to do. Can you share a little bit about how it used to go at KBOO, and now that we have a tech team that's strong, what are some of the things that we've been able to accomplish? And a lot of web presence is huge.
Yeah. Previously, the chief engineer was in charge of the computers at the station. Now, KBOO used to have just donated PCs running everything. Over the last couple of years, we have managed to put in a actual server room with industrial grade servers that are actually up to the task of the work that we are doing here. We have a network, we have an Active Directory server that hosts about 3.5 terabytes of audio, mainly audio files. One of the things that I am pretty proud of that KBOO has accomplished over mainly the last year has been the archiving project. We had an archivist here who was really wonderful last year in helping us get our archives organized and put together an archiving server. So we have a specific server that's just for this 50 years of audio that we have that is sometimes cracking and falling apart in the reels that it's stored in the back room. And so the project is digitizing and cataloging all of that. I do want to give credit where credit is due. We had a volunteer for many years who did a lot of great work. And Bruce Silverman, if you are listening, I really appreciate the cataloging that he did. It was in an Excel spreadsheet. And so we had an Excel spreadsheet that really wasn't sufficient to the needs that we have and to the complexity of the archives that we have in place. And so we moved that to a resource space server and are now able to move forward with that archiving project in a much more robust way. And I really appreciate our archivist for helping get us in that direction and our IT team for putting together this server rack and for the networking infrastructure that we have in place now.
Right. And I want to, yeah, thank Selena Chow for sure for all of that. But and because the desire is to be able to share all of this, you know, so that's also like where building the infrastructure becomes really exciting for all of us, because all of us are also going to be able to access all of those archives. And next year will be a huge focus of that. Starting to share those.
Right. It's our 50th anniversary.
Yes.
If people haven't heard, the station began in 1968. Before most of us who are now at the station, now staff at the station, were born. And we are continuing that effort to keep KBOO going. And the 50th anniversary is going to be a huge event. And we've got a lot of archive material that we're going through to present KBOO's 50 years here in Portland. So that's a very exciting project. And we've got a lot of technical support that goes along with that as
right.
well.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about the actual job. So this is, you would be a contractor. So this person would be a contractor. So would you talk a little bit about the duties that this person would cover, how many hours are anticipated a month this mm-hmm. person would be present on site?
Yeah. And if people are interested, this is KBOO's IT in-station contractor. So it's like basically IT tech support here in the station. And person who is doing this job, it's a contract, and so we expect somebody to work about five to 6 hours a week, 25 hours a month, at about a rate of $30 an hour. Now, if you are somebody who can get the work done in less hours, that is that would change that hourly rate. So what we expect is somebody who can oversee the volunteer team that's maintaining our local area network. And we have approximately 35 workstations in the station. And then we've got firewall. You're going to do IP monitoring, trying to ensure security on our systems, and updates with our Active Directory, RAID array, and virtual servers. As well as backups, making sure that our on-site and cloud backups are working, and making sure that you're providing help desk support for staff and volunteers here at the station, and planning future IT upgrades, software licensing, and making sure that our equipment stays up to date.
Right. And so what would be the qualifications that someone we want to have, both as it relates to the actual job and also as it relates to working here in this KBOO environment?
Right. We're hoping that we can have someone who has experience in Windows Server maintenance and updates. Much as we'd like to be on a Linux network, we are on a Windows network. And so we have Active Directory, virtual servers, so you should have experience with those. And then creating and restoring backups of Windows virtual servers, networking, firewalls, internal, external network security, hardware installation. And then as far as working at KBOO, we work with volunteers. So you'll be interacting with volunteers that will be doing some of the Windows updates, some of the software installations. And we have a cooperative, progressive organization here, multicultural and very diverse organization. You need to be able to work in a environment that is pretty hectic, and we've got 24 hours a day of broadcasting, 500 volunteers, and it's a pretty stimulating environment here.
Mm-hmm. It is. It really is. And hopefully also you're into radio or into the kind of content that we broadcast. But that's not a requirement.
Right. Yeah. If you do have experience in broadcast, whether it's video or radio, that is an added bonus. And especially if you understand about audio compression and the storage of audio, it's something that is somewhat of a specialized skill, but more and more people are getting into that. So that's an important part, because that's most of our audio storage. Most of our storage is audio files.
Mm-hmm. And so you said a part of the job would be to help also with the planning for future IT needs. Can you talk a little bit about that? What do you see as of right now are some of our needs? Where could the department go? What are some of the things that maybe this person could help the department grow in certain directions?
Yeah, well, the big thing that we're working on and we have in our strategic plan for the next year or two is the second stream, where we're trying to turn our over 100 podcasts that we have of people who are producing content that's online only to a second stream of webcasts that will be available on our website, and have a studio that is available for people to do live shows, even call-in shows that are broadcast on the web and potentially in other places as well. But to have that infrastructure for the second stream is going to be a big step. And then making sure that that our server is being upgraded, and the space constraints that we run into as we continue to grow are dealt with, and that you're looking forward and making sure that we have enough space on servers and enough backup space to be able to continue to increase our audio archives that we have, and making them available to our wider audience. So part of the coming projects that we have planned for the 50th anniversary is to start to make our archives more available on the web and online for people to access this 50 years of incredible content that we've got, and the historical archives of KBOO, to make them into a searchable online database that people can get the audio on demand.
Yeah, that would be great. And so, Jacob, if someone is interested in applying and not applying, in sending a proposal, what would be the process?
Well, you can look on our website. I've got all the information. If you go on kboo.fm KBOO.org/hiring. Then you can see the positions we have open. And this is the KBOO IT in-station contractor. The terms are $750 a month. That's an average, depending on the hours worked. Our preferred hourly rate is $30 or less. So that would equal out to about 25 hours a month. And you can also email me directly. My email is web@kboo.fm, and you can find that on the website as well, where you can get the RFP, the request for proposals for this contractor, if you go to kboo.fm/hiring.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Jenka, for joining us and letting us know about this opportunity, and we look forward to receiving everybody's proposals, and please share the word, spread the word.
Yeah, and we're hoping to get a wide array of people who are interested in this position, and going outside of kind of the normal tech world and into people who are really interested in social justice and in KBOO's values. And if that is a fit for you, then if you've got some technical skills, give us a call or check our website. I didn't mention our phone number. You can call for more information as well. It's 503-231-8032. And my extension is 201. And again, my name is Jenka. For people who may have missed that, and you can connect with me for any questions that you have about this contractor position we have.
Great. web@kboo.fm.
Oh, and the proposals are due by November 15th.
Yes, absolutely. By November 15th. So a few more weeks. Thank you so much, Jenka, again for joining us.
Thank you, Del.
Well, thank you so much for tuning in to News from the Boo today. It is October 25th, and I want to let you know that Mr. David Barsamian is on his way to Portland. He will be here Sunday, November 12th. And we are hosting him at the Clinton Street Theater at 7 p.m. For an event, Resistance in the Age of Trump. Journalist, author, activist David Barsamian radically alters the media landscape when he invented alternative radio nearly 30 years ago. You love alternative radio. You listen to it on KBOO. Here is your chance, your opportunity to come meet and listen to David Barsamian in